Hi, and welcome to the second episode of Boosting Your E-Commerce Journey. This is Himanshu Parab, your host, with the second episode of the podcast. For listeners who have joined for the first time, just to give you my background, been in technology in India and the US for 25 years in software development. This includes both product development and software services. In recent times, spent a considerable amount of time in e-commerce, and we are simply loving it. One of the key reasons we started this podcast was because in our discussion with many entrepreneurs who are trying to grow their business online, we noticed that there is a constant need for some form of support and direction, notably when there are obstacles or challenges along the way in e-commerce, particularly for first-generation entrepreneurs. So we decided, why not reach out and share our perspective on e-commerce and possibly the way forward, all this while making e-commerce fun, insightful, and engaging. I'll start the episode today with a quote from Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, who, as you know, needs no further introduction. He says, and I quote, "If you build a great experience, customers will tell each other about that. Word of mouth is very powerful," unquote. Today's episode, as you might have guessed, is around the importance of customer experience in e-commerce. A brief overview of what will be covered in the episode today. We'll be discussing what is customer experience, or CX. Why is it important? Its impact and direct benefits, key elements, and finally, how to enhance your customer experience. Let's start the episode today with a success story. The first I'll pick is Beard Brand. It's about a guy, Eric Banholz, who loves, is passionate, and writes content about beard grooming. Over time, a reporter in New York Times wants to write an article on beard grooming and inquires with Eric. Eric shares his insight in the article. At the same time, he also starts his online store. This is around in 2013. The story picks up and then he starts getting his sales on the store. He goes further and helps build a community to support his passion, which also helps people with their grooming needs. I'd like to point his their mission statement, in which it says, and I quote, "to foster confidence through grooming, unquote. More importantly, here, people who have beards are able to associate with the brand. The product picks up and grows online. And today, they are doing an annual revenue of around $25 million and growing. Something to think about. This for people who are passionate about something and would like to transition that into a successful business. The second success story in my mind is Lenskart from India, led by Piyush Bansal. It is founded in 2010. Lenskart is the largest online retailer for eyewear in India. It has a great selection of lenses and frames, and additionally, they also sell sunglasses. Lenskart offers an easy returns process, which obviously is appealing for customers, and there are a lot of things in terms of customer experience. A key thing worth mentioning here is that in the very first year of operations, they report a revenue of around 200 crores in Indian currency, which is a phenomenal achievement. Fast forward that to this year, reporting for the financial year 2023, they had reported a staggering 3,700 crores as revenues for the year. So again, a phenomenal success story from India, which I thought I'd want to share. The reason why I'm discussing Beard Brand or even Lenskart is because of their exceptional customer experience that they've been able to render to the customers. In the case of Beard Brand, among other things, they also offer a sense of community and support for people passionate about maintaining and grooming their beard. And as their vision says, and I quote, "to change the way how society views beardsmen," unquote. Here, customers are able to associate with the brand, building a strong sense of association and subsequent loyalty. In similar fashion with Lenskart, I think they have injected a strong sense of identity and loyalty. A lot of small things, such as, you know, a 14-day return policy, free home trials, or even the buy one, get one free offers. All of these small touch points have an exponential impact on the overall business growth. CX, or customer experience in e-commerce, is the journey that customers go through when interacting with your online store. This includes every touch point, from the moment they discover your brand, visit your online store, check your products, purchase them, and also post-purchase experience. This experience also includes how your customers feel and perceive the brand. This plays a critical role in the customer's purchasing behavior. The more engaged and satisfied the customers are with their experience, the more likely they are to visit your store again. generating a repeat business, and becoming a loyal customers. Online shopping has become more than a transaction activity for consumers. It has been engaged and entertained. An exceptional customer experience at your online store will always drive the sales upwards, increase your margins, and improve the customer retention, regardless of your industry vertical. Often one of the most effective ways to approach your customer experience in your business is to look it through the eyes of your customer. Identify areas that made you feel satisfied or certain pain points that could use more improvement. This will allow you to reflect on your existing customer's experience. Regardless of the industry, providing the best online customer experience will drive sales and improve customer retention to ultimately grow your business. In general, CX does not limit to the online interaction. It goes well beyond, for example, through interactions with your staff on returns, your physical store, the physical flyers you might be sending, your social media optimization, or the paid ads you might be running on Google. When a visitor lands on your site, there are generally three outcomes. And the first one is when a customer visits your site, he is engaged, he finds the site appealing, he finds what he is looking for, makes a purchase, and moves on. That is the first option. The second is that he comes to your site, he finds the site like any other site that he has been. He doesn't find it intuitive, and he moves to another site and a similar site. And the third one, which I can think of, is that he comes to your site, he doesn't understand, he's confused, and you know, he gets repulsed and moves away. In the three examples that I've given to you, which of these three outcomes would you want? In my mind, it is the first one, where the customer likes, is delighted, is engaged, gets what he wants, make the purchase, has a great feeling, and moves on. In my mind, customer experience should include everything a business should do to put the customer first, managing the customer journey while serving the specific needs. Merchants usually have an intuitive sense of what separates a good customer experience from a not so good one. Let's say you want to buy a t-shirt. When you visit an apparel store, are you getting the staff members' attention? If you're a regular, do they remember your name? Was the store designed thoughtfully? Do they show the various options for the kind of shirt you're looking for? If you had questions, were they promptly answered? Was someone sent to help you? All these questions touch on the core components of customer experience. I will distill these components into four areas, and they are: first, your brand; second, your products; third, the price; and fourth, the service that you render. So, what makes a great customer experience? There are two main factors to keep in mind when it comes to building a great customer experience. It is the product and the people. Does your product directly solve the customer's problem and generally wows your customer? If so, you have a great product, which is obviously important for the customer experience. The other and often missed aspect is the people. You could have the best product in the world, but if the people surrounding that product, it could be your customer support, your sales team, don't inspire the customer delight, then you have an issue at hand to address. In a nutshell, for a great customer experience, you need to have both: a great product, which is coupled with a resourceful and a motivated team. Beyond the actions to be taken, every merchant needs to reflect on how the customer or prospective customers feel about the brand. At every customer touchpoint, you can either improve or sometimes even harm how your customers feel about your brand. This will impact not only your customers, but your brand and eventually your business. Hence, I think at each touchpoint, you need to reflect on the quality of the touchpoint. And this quality influences how successful your business will be as a result. Your customer experience strategy should consider many aspects. The key ones should not only include your customers, which is obvious, it should also include aspects like your competitors' insights, existing market data, including its size, and also internally your goals, objectives, initiatives, and values. Your CX strategy should identify actionable plans, which are needed to deliver a positive, a differentiated, and an impactful customer experience along these touchpoints. One critical mention here is, while defining your CX strategy, internally don't limit to customer-facing roles, but make sure you include other critical groups in your organization to ensure as an organization, you not only understand, but also align everyone around customer-centric goals, build a culture, and improve the overall customer experience. Why is CX or customer experience crucial in e-commerce? Let's talk about why customer experience is so important. Today, products are becoming highly commoditized. However, customers differentiate based on their experience with your brand and your company, much more than specific product features or functions you might have to offer. The obvious one that comes to mind is an Apple iPhone. As with Apple iPhones, people want to be associated to the brand more than the function or feature it might have to offer. For this very reason, CX has become a critical differentiator. Businesses must ensure that their CX strategies can deliver a personalized and appealing interaction at every touchpoint. Each interaction has a cumulative effect on the customer's overall perception of the brand. This is why CX is so critical to your business success. Impact of a great customer experience. I think the first point is obviously customer satisfaction. A great customer experience in e-commerce ensures an engaged customer who is genuinely happy with their purchase. This results in customers being delighted even after the transaction, making them more likely to return for future shopping. The second aspect is positive reviews or testimonials. A delighted online shopping experience with a happy customer often leads to a positive reviews. These reviews and testimonials are an act of recommendation, making online store look good, is trustworthy, and more appealing compared to other alternatives in the market. Essentially, they are also highlighting to other potential customers that your store is worth shopping at. The third in that order is improving your reputation. When the customers have a positive experience and leave a positive review or testimonial, for a merchant, it elevates their visibility and online reputation in the marketplace, which is, quite frankly, quite significant. The fourth impact is the word of mouth. A memorable purchase experience not only makes a customer happy, it turns them into your brand advocate. Happy shoppers eagerly share their positive experience with friends, peers, and family. Personal recommendations are typically highly trusted and can usher in new customers, which helps grow your business organically, more importantly for me, without paying any additional paid advertisement fees. The last and the most important aspect for me is brand loyalty. When customers have a great experience, they are more likely to return for future purchases, significantly reducing your overall acquisition cost for the merchants. We spoke about impact. Now let's talk a bit about the direct benefits. The first one is repeat business. Happy customers come back. When an online store consistently meets the customer needs, it turns one-time shoppers into repeat buyers. These loyal customers provide a steady income, reiterating that a great e-commerce customer experience pays off significantly. This also reducing, as I mentioned earlier, your overall customer acquisition cost. The second direct benefit is reduced cart abandonment. Improving your overall e-commerce experience reduces your cart abandonment. When the process is easy and delightful, customers are less likely to leave their cart without buying. This leads to higher purchase completion and obviously increased revenues. The next all of this results and touches on is the higher sales. Customers with great shopping experience are more likely to buy and spend more each time. They will recommend their friends, their peers, and family, leading to higher footfall on the online store. All this eventually adding up to much higher sales. The last part that I would want to touch on, and there are many more, but I'll touch on just one more, is the cost saving. Prioritizing your e-commerce customer experience also saves money. A higher customer experience significantly reduces issues and return of products. Not only this requiring lesser customer support, but more importantly, reducing the cost of returns. All of this adds up to higher savings for the merchant. Reducing customer inquiries and support tickets saves time and resources. As a result, your operational efficiency also gets improved. Talking about customer experience and statistics, customer experience is extremely critical. I'll quote from McKinsey, where they say that the overall customer satisfaction improves at least 10 to 20% based on a great customer experience. Also, increasing the overall sale conversion, anything from a 10 to 15%. But most importantly for me, it lowers the cost to serve your customers, anything from a 20 to 50%. And all these numbers are very critical, you know, when you are competing in an extremely competitive marketplace as e-commerce. On the flip side, you know, I'd like to quote a survey that was done by Amplify, a leading unified customer experience platform in 2022, where they said that they found around 86% of the consumers or customers would leave the brand that they were once loyal to only after two or three bad customer experiences. What I'm trying to elaborate here is that we have just been speaking about a great customer experience, but we also need to be mindful about the impact of a poor or a less than satisfactory customer experience, where your existing loyal customers would also start leaving you if you're not able to manage a consistent customer experience. Now that we've spoken of the direct benefits of customer experience, we'll touch upon a bit on the key elements of a great e-commerce customer experience. There are many. I'll just highlight the top six that I think are important. The first and the obvious one is the user-friendly online store. Your online store has to be neat, intuitive, welcoming to the customers. An intuitive online store will keep your visitors engaged, explore the store more, and most importantly for me, keep coming for more. The second point is personalization. Personalization helps based on your customer data is critical in e-commerce today. With personalized recommendations, you can make the customers feel understood, which eventually helps you build a strong emotional connection, again, encouraging customers to keep coming for more. The third is a seamless checkout process. A smooth, hassle-free checkout process is the foundation of a delightful e-commerce experience. If you make an overly complicated or lengthy checkout process, this can lead to cart abandonment, costing you a significant loss of revenue. The fourth is responsive customer support. Your customer support team more often is your face of your company to the customers, be it during the returns, the inquiries, or any other relevant touchpoint with the customers. A quick, impactful, and a friendly customer support team can turn a dissatisfied customer into a happy one. This is more critical because in the digital world, a direct in-person interaction is largely absent. The fifth and often missed is the post-purchase engagement. Make sure you engage your customers, if possible, even after their purchases. This could be in the form of thanking them for a purchase, providing order updates, or requesting a feedback on their experience, which you actually act upon. Post-purchase engagement helps directly impact long-term customer loyalty. The sixth point is, there are more, but I'll just keep it to six today. The sixth is the social proof and reviews. Testimonials, reviews, and ratings typically help build trust and credibility with potential customers. Make sure you engage satisfied customers to leave reviews and share their experience in social media. This will help attract newer customers and help build your brand reputation, which will stay with you for a long time. I'd like to take a few more minutes on the strategies to enhance your customer experience. I'll touch on a few. I know we have already touched on in the key elements section, but I'd like to go a bit beyond that because there are certain areas that I want to touch further. Omnichannel integration is one thing that I want to emphasize on. You want to make sure that for your customers, there's a seamless experience across all touch points. This includes your website, your social media, your mobile app, and also your physical store. You want to ensure that there is a consistency in the branding and messaging when you're trying to reach out to your customers in a cohesive manner. The second aspect that I also want to make sure is that you also need to ensure your internal employee engagement is very strong. There are two aspects that are part of it. One is that you want to make sure that your employees have the ability to take decisions rather than going to a hierarchy, which we typically see in larger corporates. You want to be nimble in terms of decision making. As an example, if you want to give a discount to a particular customer, you don't want to go through the seven chain of commands to get the approval. I think the person at customer support should be able to make that decision and move on. What it does is that it creates a great customer experience for the buyer who's trying to get a discount in this particular instance. The second aspect is that also ensure that you value what your internal employees are suggesting you. Keep the doors of communication open. Sometimes you could get some brilliant ideas that would help you serve your customer better, ensuring you have an elevated level of customer engagement. So I think there are a lot more other strategies to enhance your customer experience and make the customer happy. But I'll just pick one more. And that is my favorite, given free shipping or improve your delivery time. I think, that definitely catches people's attention. It again gives a great customer experience. I won't quantify if it is going to be a profitable giving free shipping. Again, that would depend on your product, your pricing, where you're shipping and all those things. But again, we're talking about enhancing your customer experience. It could come at a cost, and that depends on how you price it. But if you are giving a free shipping or improving your delivery timing, yes, it has a direct and a faster impact in terms of your customer experience. Now, as we get closer to concluding this podcast, I will summarize this episode. We touched upon what is customer experience, why is it important, its impact and direct benefits, some key elements and strategies to enhance your customer experience. I will conclude this podcast with a quote from Annette France. And I quote, "In a world where products and services are becoming more and more commoditized, customer experience is the only true differentiator," unquote. Every touch point within the customer journey is part of this customer experience. So why not make it count? Thank you for tuning in. I hope you found this episode insightful. Kindly share this podcast with your friends and colleagues who you think might find it useful. Also, it helps us reach more listeners. If you'd like to reach us, we can always be reached at info@buildmymart.com. BuildMyMart is an e-commerce platform that helps small and medium businesses build, launch and manage their online store at an affordable price. Join us next week and also share with us your suggestions on new topics on e-commerce that you'd like to explore. Till then, keep exploring e-commerce and have fun while at it. Cheers, signing out. This is your host, Himanshu Parab. Thank you and bye-bye.